A scripture text is found in Genesis chapter 50, verse 50. And when Joseph's brethren saw that the father was dead, they said, "Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him." And they sent a messenger to Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall he say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin. For they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when he spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, he thought of evil against me. But God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive." Out of evil comes good. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. This is the story of Joseph. And you will know how the brothers hated him. They almost wanted to kill him. But God made them change their mind. And they sold him into Egypt. But he was a man of God who obeyed the Lord at every step of the way. And though they sold him into the house of Potiphar, Pharaoh's captain, God prospered him. Think of it, he was a very young man, after 17 years old. Then the wife of Potiphar wanted to have sex with him, which he refused and gave witness how he feared God. For that, he was maligned before the husband, Potiphar. And so he landed up in jail. But the Bible says that because he was God-fearing, whatever he did was prosperous. You won't worry how it will fare with your life if you live a holy life and always putting God number one. It is those who try to play politics with God that will lose out. In the jail, there came two of Pharaoh's servants. One, a butler who handles the wine. The other was a baker. And both were also put to jail. Then Joseph came. Interestingly, of the patriarchs, he is the one who interpreted dreams. And he said, the butler, the one who handles wine for the king, in 3 days will be released and he'll get back his job with Pharaoh. And he predicted that the baker also in 3 days will be rather executed. And what he said was true and became most famous. That when Pharaoh had a double dream, he saw 7 fat cows and 7 thin cows. And the 7 thin cows ate up the fat cows, but they were just as thin. And then 7 fat ears of corn and 7 thin ears of corn who ate up the fat ears of corn, and they were just as thin. And Joseph said, the 2 dreams are one. There will be 7 very plentiful years when you receive much reaping. But be careful to store up your grains, because 7 years of famine will come. And so, what he said was true, and Pharaoh promoted him to be prime minister of Egypt. And so, his words were as it were, whatever is said, the word of God. Now the brothers who hated him and sold him to Egypt came to repent and confess their sins. And yet he was so magnanimous. You have, yes, intended evil on me, but there was a higher hand of God who wanted to save many people today. And so he forgave them. We have been cast out of Life Church and it was over the question when my 2 assistant pastors declared we have found mistakes in the Bible. And that shocked me thoroughly as a pastor. So I declared that the Bible is 100% perfect, without any mistake at all. And you have so many of you taking a stand to come to RALC. Interestingly, of late, about April, the lecture session made the declaration. We believe that the Bible has no mistake. Well and good. But how about the two assistant pastors who declared there were mistakes in the Bible? How about his coming out to publicly apologize for their blaspheming against God? I want to tell you, our God is so great, He created heaven and earth, the whole universe. How dare we say anything against Him? And so, we are waiting for that apology. But in all these things, I perceive God has a higher plan. He wants to save many people who are not lifeless. Many people from here and there and hear about our new church here, the True Life Church. God has a higher plan. As for you, Joseph said to his brother who sold him into Egypt, "You hated me. But by your selling me into Egypt, am I going through a hard life?" Until he was 30 years old, he was promoted to be Prime Minister of Egypt. In a way also, suggesting how Jesus also at 30 years old came out to serve his God and to grant salvation to us by dying on the cross for our sins. Oh, how marvelous it is. We forget that God calls us to be together, and we can contribute to the salvation of many people by what we do to help in one way or another, like those of us who go into missionary visits, even to Kuantan, and they go there to teach Sunday school. And how Sunday school children will find the Lord. And how wonderful it is in this way that the church is built. I want to say, the greatest thrill in life is to find salvation ourselves and then to tell others that they may come in. And I want to add to you that we realize the Lord's coming is so near that it may be in our lifetime. It may be in our lifetime. How do they know that? Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 to 16. says that the final world war, which is identified to be the third world war, that when it comes, the war will break out in the Euphrates, in Iraq again. And we've just had two wars. So the third world war will be the third war from Iraq. God has a higher plan. So let us all delight to do one thing, is to save souls. I thank God that we must make haste to do all we can with our salvation we have found, to bring salvation to other people. And they who have spoken evil of the great God, that there are mistakes in the Bible, let them also hasten as quick as possible to confess to God and make a clean breast, that they may be forgiven. Oh, it is wonderful. In all our life, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8 says, I will not give my glory to another person. If in life you always put God number one, that He may receive all the glory, your life will surely be blessed. What will you do for God? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, how we thank Thee that You have done so much for us, that those who come humbly to call upon You will be saved. You are God and You are our Lord. We pray Thee now that those who have spoken against You may also hasten to make a clean breast with You. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.